Nim's Island, Chapter 4 and Chapter 5. This is Mrs. Teeson. At Keyhole Cove, the reef met the rocks in a huge ring. On one side were the worn gray rocks where the sea lion sat, and on the other, the harsh black rocks of the wild east coast. Inside the ring, the water was calm and a light clear blue. The sea shushed in and out through a hole in the reef, but only the biggest waves could break over the top. It was a perfect place for swimming. You could float on your back, because if you started to daydream, you'd bump your head on the reef before you floated out to sea. When you rolled over, you could watch sea lions and shells and the open jaws of the giant clams with polka dot fish racing through them. It was the perfect place to do a coconut experiment and find out how to make a raft for Alex Rover. So early the next morning, Nim loaded up her wagon with coconuts. Fred climbed on top, and she towed them across the grasslands because it was easier than towing a wagon across sand and rocks to Keyhole Cove. Selkie swam around to Sea Lion Point and sat and barked for Nim to hurry up. But Nim got another load and then another until she had 20 fat coconuts heaped on the rocks, and then she hurled them into the water one by one. The coconuts bobbed in and bobbed up. Selkie barked louder and louder. Fred got so excited he dived in with the last one. Nim and Selkie jumped in too. There was still lots of room in the cove, even with 20 floating coconuts. Lots of room for Nim to float and somersault and stand on her hands, and for Fred to dash and dive, and for Selkie to swish splash the water through the keyhole rock. When Selkie was bored with splashing, she grabbed Fred by the tail. It was Selkie's favorite game, but she was so big and Fred was so little that it really wasn't fair. Fred's legs whirled. He paddled faster and faster, harder and harder, but he couldn't get away. "Leave him alone, Selkie," Nim shouted, but it was hard not to laugh, and Fred sulked at the bottom of the cove when Selkie finally let him go. Just before sunset, Nim tried to phone Jack again, just in case he'd forgotten, just in case his phone had been broken and now it was fixed. But there was no answer. It was 2 days since he'd phoned. If he didn't come home tomorrow, she would send an SOS. "Go and find Jack." But Jack wouldn't want help, and she wouldn't want to send it. She walked up to the pool to fill her water bottle and pick more peas for dinner. "He'll be home in the morning," she thought. "Something will happen." And something did. A frigate bird dived to scoop a drink from the pool. Sticking out from his leg band was a rolled up piece of paper. It was easy to call Galileo if you had a fish, but Nim didn't. "Come here," she coaxed. "Come to me." The big bird teased and soared, turned and dived. He swooped over Nim so low that his wings brushed her hair, and so slowly that she could pull the letter out of the band. "Dear Nim, I figure if I offer Galileo a fish, he'll let me post this letter to you. Had a fight with a freak storm. Storm won. Took my satellite dish, a bit of my rudder, and a chunk of my forehead. Can't figure out if I've slept for 1 day or two. Don't send an SOS. It'll take more than a broken rudder to stop me from getting home. Love. As much as a frigate bird loves fish, Jack." Nim ran all the way down the hill, waving the letter in one hand and the water bottle in the other. "Jack's okay," she sang, and swung Fred in a crazy jig around Selkie. "He'll be home soon." Then she wrote 2 letters. "Dear Jack, I was so happy when Galileo gave me your letter. I didn't really think you'd forget to come home, but I like that better than some of the other ideas. I've been very busy doing an experiment, but I'll tell you about it when you get home, because I have to write an email now. Love, as much as Fred loves coconut, Nim. 2. AKA at incognito.net. From jack.russo at explore.net. Date, Thursday 1 April 1830. That means the same as 6:30 in the evening. Dear Alex Rover, today I start an experiment to find out how you could build your raft. I dropped 20 coconuts into Keyhole Cove to see how long they'll float. They won't escape unless there's a bad storm with really big waves. I hope there won't be. From Nim. She peeled a banana, dropped it onto a piece of bread, and sprinkled it with fresh seaweed. One message, said the email box on the screen. 2. Jack.russo at explore.net. From aka at incognito.net. Date, Thursday 1 April 1337. That means 1:37 in the afternoon. Dear Nim, my hero would be devastated, annihilated, depressed, and soggy if his raft didn't float. What does Keyhole Cove look like? I picture a ring of black rocks jutting out from the shore, stark against the blue sea, and bobbing ridiculously around this idyllic pond. 20 coconuts waiting to be a raft. The Coconuts of Keyhole Cove sounds like a title. With 1,000 thanks, Alex. Nim read the letter 3 times. It made her feel warm and smiley, like finishing Mountain Madness. And when Alex Rover described Keyhole Cove, it was as if he knew the island and Nim too. Chapter 5. Excuse me. Nim stood in the doorway, looking out to sea one last time before the sun set, just in case Jack got home faster than he thought, because no matter how much she liked reading letters from Alex Rover, she'd like to see Jack's sails even more. Through the shadows, she could see not a boat, but a browny green dot floating in on the waves. Chica's coming, Nim shouted. But Selkie and Fred had settled down for the night. Selkie grumble barked, but neither of them moved. In a few minutes, it would be completely dark. Nim pulled on her sweater and grabbed the flashlight. Its light shone pale in the dusk, and she jumped down the rocks to Turtle Beach. So dusk is, you know, when it's almost dark, but not quite, that's dusk. Walking slowly on the cold night sand, she turned off the flashlight and waited. The turtle paddled steadily toward her, a hump of shell glooming dark in the gray waves, and heaved herself onto the sand. Nim crept closer. Welcome home, Chica. Chica was too busy to answer. She dragged her huge body up above the reach of the highest tide and started scooping out sand with her strong front flippers. It was hard, grunting work. Nim squatted beside her, watching quietly in the darkness and wiping away sand from the turtle's watery eyes until the hole was just as deep and wide as it needed to be. The stars scattered brightly and were mirrored in the sea. A fat crescent moon rose amongst them, and egg after round white egg rolled into the bottom of the nest. 99, Nim whispered as Chica pushed sand back into the hole, rocking her heavy body back and forth till the sand was thumped hard and smooth. She didn't want anyone else to know where her precious babies were hidden. Maybe in a few years, Nim told her, 99 turtles will come back and lay their eggs here too. For as long as she could remember, Chica had been the only turtle to swim out of the sea, back to this beach where she was hatched to lay her own eggs. But maybe this year, some of your daughters will be old enough. She tickled Chica's wrinkly chin till her wise turtle eyes blinked with happiness. You can meet them when they come to lay their eggs, and then their daughters will come back, and then their daughters, and there'll be lots of turtles again. Chica blinked again, sleepily this time. Nim kissed the top of her leathery head and followed the flashlight beam back to her own bed. Jack didn't know why Chica liked to stay instead of leaving as soon as her eggs were laid, the way sea turtles are supposed to. Nim knew. Chica liked visiting her friends. She showed it in the way she rubbed her throat across Fred's spiky back, let Selkie sniff her nose, and let Nim tickle her chin. She showed it in the way she nodded and blinked as Nim wondered about the places she'd been and what she'd seen, and told her what they'd been doing, and about Jack's broken rudder and Alex Rover's letters. Chica was not cuddly, but she was a good listener. As the morning got hotter, they lazed in the calm shadows off Turtle Beach. Chica was tired because she'd swum hundreds of kilometers and laid 99 eggs. Nim was tired because she'd stayed up so late watching Chica lay eggs. Selkie was tired because she'd worried about Nim staying up so late. Fred wasn't tired, but he didn't mind being lazy if everyone else was. Just before sunset, Nim raced up to the vegetable garden to see what was ripe. She picked a lettuce and a tomato for a salad and dug up a sweet potato to bake in a celebration bonfire with fresh limpets from the rocks and coconut for dessert. 2. AKA at incognito.net. From jack.rousseau at explorer.net. Date, Friday 2, April 1825. That means 6:25 in the evening. Dear Alex Rover, I didn't check the coconut experiment today because last night Chica came onto Turtle Beach to lay her eggs, and she likes me to sit with her while she does it. Chica is a green turtle, and she likes Selkie and Fred too, so we spent nearly the whole day with her. Jack will be home soon too, and he can check if I'm doing the experiment the right way. From Nim. P.S. Keyhole Cove is just as you described it. Here's another email. 2. Jack.Rousseau at explorer.net. From aka at incognito.net. Date, Friday 2 April 1330. That's 1:30 in the afternoon. Dear Nim, I think the right way to do the experiment is any way my chief experimenter wants to. Now, I'm imagining Turtle Beach. Pale gold sands marked by flipper prints of a very special turtle, and your footprints beside her footprints. I'm turtle green with an envy. That means jealous. Yours, Alex. Alex Rover sat and stared at her computer. It wasn't easy to see because the desk was stacked with books about oceans and islands, magazines about boats and rafts, videos about seabirds and animals. The walls were covered by a map of the world, charts of the moon and stars, paintings of the sea, calm and blue, wild and gray, and every other mood between, and pictures of sandy beaches, rocky cliffs, coconut trees, tropical islands, coral reefs, seagulls, and frigate birds. But Alex was thinking about Nim and wondering whether Selkie and Fred were her sister and brother or pets. Now remember, don't read ahead, okay?